Chapter 10. Expulsion of the French. 89. Causes of the French Wars. At the time of the Glorious Revolution, James II found refuge with Louis XIV, King of France. William and Louis had already been fighting, and it was easy enough to see that if William became King of England, he would be very much more powerful than he was when he was only Prince of Orange. So Louis took up the cause of James and made war on the English and the Dutch. The conflict soon spread across the Atlantic. 90. Strength of the combatants. At first sight, it might seem as if the English colonists were much stronger than the French colonists. They greatly outnumbered the French. They were much more prosperous and well-to-do. But their settlements were scattered over a great extent of seacoast from Kennebec to the Savannah. Their governments were more or less free. But this very freedom weakened them for war. The French colonial government was a dispositum directed from France. Whatever resources the French had in America were certain to be well used. 91. King William's War, 1689-97. The Iroquois began this war by destroying Montreal. The next winter, the French invaded New York. They captured Schenectady and killed nearly all of its inhabitants. Other bands destroyed New England towns and killed or drove away their inhabitants. The English, on their part, seized Port Royal in Acadia, but they failed in an attempt against Quebec. In 1697, this war came to an end. Acadia was given back to the French, and nothing was gained by all the bloodshed and suffering.